Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We want to continue to speak on the subject of being in Christ Jesus, and we are looking at the ark that Noah was instructed to prepare, and that saved them from the judgment of God on humanity. So Genesis chapter 6 and then verse 13, then God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks. 17, and behold, I myself am bringing flood waters on the earth to destroy from on the heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind. Two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. And you shall take for yourself of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself. It shall be food for you and for them. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Hallelujah. So we have been talking about the ark being the Lord Jesus Christ that saves us from the judgment of God on humanity. We will look today from verse 15, and this is how you shall make it, that is, make the ark. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, its height 30 cubits. This means of measurement is a little outdated or outmoded, but we are told that 300 cubits is 450 feet. I like that one better because it helps for us to picture how the ark was like. You know, we are told that a cubit is like from the elbow to the longest finger of the average human being. So that gives 300 cubits, 450 feet. 50 cubits is 75 feet. And then 30 cubits is 45 feet. So the dimensions of the ark was not a ship, all right? But the dimension of the ark was 450 feet long. Now the length. And then the breadth is 50 feet wide. And the height is 45, the width is 75 feet. And the height is 45 feet. That's a very huge thing. I read somewhere that is the dimension where the best of ship for building the best of ships. You know, that if you have it at a height of 45 feet, at a weight of 75 feet, and a length of 450 feet, it's perfect. It's good. All right. So those are the proportion of the best of ships. Somehow, God knew that it had to be carried by water. So, He is the best. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, His dimensions are the best. Physically, He is the best. Hallelujah. Wow. It's powerful. He is the best that God can produce physically. Amen. The book of Songs of Songs tells us about Jesus Christ and how He looks like physically. It's wonderful for us to know that is the best of God that He released. Look at verse 16. And you shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above. In other words, the ark is supposed to have a window. A window. And the window is supposed to be on top. So there are no windows at the side. There is only a window that is on top. You know? And that tells us about the Lord Jesus. When you are in Him, all that you see in the Lord Jesus is equal to what is in the kingdom above. Wow. So you are in Jesus, you look through the window, and you cannot see the suffering all around. What you rather see is the standard of God. You lift up your eyes unto the kingdom above. So when we are in Jesus, the Bible actually says, Colossians 3, that if you be risen with Christ, seek the things which are above. If only you are with Christ, then look up, not look at the sides, not look down, but look up. Hallelujah. So it's wonderful that God said that they should put the window above. Put the window above. So that what? So that Noah and the seven other relatives in the ark do not see the suffering all around. That is why for Noah to know whether the water has abated or not, he couldn't know. Because he couldn't see the thing. He couldn't see. There were no windows at the side. He couldn't see it. All that he saw was above. So he had to send birds, a raven and a dove or so, to go out. I think a raven first and then a dove. To go out to check whether the water has abated from the air. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we have to be in Jesus Christ. We have to seek the things which are above. If only we are with Him, then we must look up, because He is the one who directs us to heaven. In other words, He will direct us to the kingdom brand of issues, kingdom brand of virtues. The world has its own peace. But Jesus said, I have a certain peace. My peace is what I give to you. So there is a heaven brand of peace. Human brand of peace is when everybody is nice with you and you have no trouble around. That is human peace, or religious peace, if you like. Heavenly brand of peace is when you have peace with God. Hallelujah. Although men may not understand you, men may be criticizing and castigating you, yet you have peace with God. So God wants us to fix our minds on kingdom issues. If you are in Christ, then seek kingdom issues, not the worldly issues, not the standards of the world. The world has its own standard of love. But we must embrace kingdom love. The love that God shows. The unconditional, infinite love
of God. Hallelujah. That is what God has called us to seek and to look up to, above, only above, in Him, not at the sides. Look at the book of Proverbs, chapter number 15, and then verse 30. We will read the B part. Proverbs chapter 15 and then verse 30. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones healthy. Hallelujah. A good report does what? It makes the bones fat or healthy. Wow. That means that a bad report makes the bones deteriorate in quality. Bad report. What is bad report? That's bad news. If we are not looking to heaven, we are not looking to the kingdom of God, but we are looking around us at the judgments, at the bad news around, it has a way of affecting our health. That is why I believe that true, we need to know what is happening in our world. But you know that it is full of bad news, negative news, news of discouragement. So we shouldn't be listening around. We should rather be focusing on the good report or the good news. The Bible tells us good news. When we are in Jesus and we are seeking what is in heaven, there is no sickness in heaven. So we focus on the good news of heaven. There is no poverty in heaven. We focus on the good news of heaven. That should be your mind. Don't let your mind be, well, there is suffering. If you don't know, look around. I mean, people are suffering and all that. I believe that it should not be the focus of our lives. When you focus on bad news, your faith cannot work. You must rather focus on good news. And of course, because you are in the world, you listen to the news, you know what is going on, that's okay. But you don't feed on the news. You don't set your mind on the news. You don't spend all your time, 15 minutes for the Bible, 15 minutes for thinking about the wonderful things God has got for you, and then the rest of the day is bad report. Everybody tells you that we are sinking, that everything is bad, that we will not make it, that some brutal accident happened here and some bad thing also happened there. I mean, you can fill your world, you can fill your mind with all the bad news, all the bad report. You know what is happening to you? Because it is not good news, it is affecting the condition of even your physical bones. How much more your spirit? Hallelujah. So it is important. That is the wisdom of God. God wants us to focus on heaven. Set our affection there. And that should be the main thing we are concerned about. Hallelujah. So it's wonderful to be in Jesus. That is how God wants people to be in Jesus. For Noah, He compelled them to put pitch inside and outside so that you can see outside. But us, He cannot compel us like that. But by the story of Noah, He's teaching us what our eyes must see. Our eyes must see the wonderful things, the sky, not the people who are drowning and calling for help outside, those giants who are relying now, who are relying on their physical strength to survive in the world. You know? So God wants you and I to focus on life, focus not on death, which is happening all around. Around the ark is death, and people mourning, and people groaning, and people cursing. Says that take your eyes off it, rather focus your eyes on only one thing, Not plenty things, just one window that is above, is looking up. Hallelujah. So that you can strengthen your faith, you can attract all the wonderful things that God has got for you and for me. Hallelujah. What we see, we are going to bring forth to them. We are going to conceive them, and we are going to release them. That is how it is, and that is how we must be. Sometimes we get very human and very logical to say that, well, Pastor, if you do that, you will know what is going on around you. What do you know? What do you need what is going on around you for?
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I mean, do you need all the details that you spend all your time on? You know, some people who like football, they are so focused on football, they can mention the names of all the players, Spanish names, Portuguese name, I mean, Scandinavian names. I mean, they can do all these things. It's wonderful. And for the ladies, they have their own way, you know, of focusing on everything. They know the name of every cloth that comes around. Hey! But you see, when it comes to even names of apostles, the apostles of Jesus, there was a time we asked for the names of the apostles, and you will be surprised the names which were coming out. Hey! Wonderful! 12 apostles. You don't know, but you can mention the 11 players of Chelsea and Man U and Barcelona. Hey! You serious? So, that is how we must be. Our affection set on things above, looking up to God, looking up to Jesus. Hallelujah. That must be your focus. Right. And look at the same verse. It says, and set the door of the ark in its side. You know? So the door is only one, and it is set in the side. He didn't say set the doors. It's only one door. Look at this big dimension of ship in inverted commas. It has only one door. Says I put it at the side. That tells us about how the Lord Jesus was going to have his side pierced. Wow. And you see, the piercing of his side is wonderful. When they pierce the side in John chapter 12, chapter 19 or so, I'm not too sure. But when they pierce the side, the Bible says that water and blood flowed up. The water and blood is talking about, figuratively, is talking about the family, you know, the man and the woman who forms the ideal family that God wants on earth, coming out of his side, you know, because the first Adam, God put him to sleep, and from his side he took one of his ribs and created the woman, and then God brought about the family system on this earth. Now this is the second Adam, or rather the last Adam, and God says that make a door, a hole at his side, you know. The soldier pierces it, and from his side becomes the family, his bride, the bride of Jesus. Hallelujah. No wonder God said, put the door at the side. So just imagine the family of Noah, they enter through the side. The family of Noah, at the end of the 12 months or so of enclosure, they come out from the side to form the family of God, all righteous people. God said that you have I found righteous in my sight. So it's wonderful that God, when he said that put the door at the side, was predicting that Jesus, the real ark, was going to come and his side was going to be pierced, and his bride is coming out of the side. Like the bride of Adam came from the side, the bride, the family unit, is coming from the side, out of the ark into the world. Came Noah and his righteous family, whom God was pleased with. Hallelujah. Let's finish that verse. He says that you shall make it with lower, second, and third decks. You know, so Jesus has decks, if you like. In him are dimensions. You know, the decks is just talking about story. So the ark was not just one big place that everybody was, but it had three levels: the lower, the second, and then the third. Some people were at the third, you know, very close to the window. Wow, that's where we must all try to get to. It's better. Hallelujah. But ladies and gentlemen, once you are in Jesus, you are safe. You are safe. But I want you to understand that there are dimensions in Jesus. It's not just what we'll say, we are in Jesus, so we are all at the same level. No, there are dimensions. We have to grow in him. Hallelujah. We have to move from the lower and get to the second and get to the third and get to the window and get to heaven and get to practice the full kingdom system. Hallelujah. So there are dimensions in Jesus. It's wonderful. It is called the Malista principle. Malista is just talking about degrees, you know. So the Malista principle, Malista is a Greek word that means to the greatest degree. That means that in Jesus there are degrees. There is a lower degree, there is a middle degree, there is the greatest degree. That is what the Bible says, that he's able to save to the uttermost, to the highest degree ever. So once you are in Jesus, you are born again. But you see, your mind can have a certain degree of salvation. That's the Malista principle working. But God wants us to get to the uttermost, to the highest degree. Hallelujah. So we need not to be complacent once we are in Jesus. Remember that we enter into him by grace. So where is the complacency coming from? We do not have any luxury, even temptation, to be complacent. Because whatever you have, it wasn't because you are better than somebody. You know it yourself. It isn't because you are smarter mentally than somebody. You know it yourself. There are people who are so smart they can draw rings around you, but they do not have the kind of peace you have. They do not have the kind of position you have. They do not have the kind of blessing that you have. So it's not a matter of how good you are. That is why God made me like that. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is not. It is grace. That should tell you that anytime God makes you something, God promotes you, God lifts you, it must humble you. It must not make you proud. Because it isn't because you are good at something, you speak better, you are a better believer, you are more pure. No, it's not like that. Paul said, I am the chiefest of sinners. But to me, this grace has been shown that I will be a pattern for all other people. They can look at me and say that the murderer, you know, that guy who was destroying the church, God has made him like that. How much more me? That is why he picked Peter. And in spite of the fact that Peter denied him with his eyes opened before a little girl, downright denial, not once, then we can say that, well, that one, you see, all of us we fall. But he did it 3 times, and he didn't just do it like that. He did it with cursing and swearing. In other words, he said to the lady, I don't know him. If I know him, the Bible didn't put all those details there, but he added, the Bible says, with cursing. Then let something happen to me. Then let a tender strike me. Then I swear maybe somebody. That's how Peter did it. It wasn't just, I don't know him, and then he runs away. No, he was there. He was trying to defend the thing. Not once, not twice, 3 times. Yeah, Jesus said, yes, you do that, but don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I am going somewhere. I am going to prepare a place for you. When I finish, I'll come. I'll receive you, Peter. That is why when he finished, he came back. He said, go and call his disciples and Peter. He has to fulfill his word to him. I said, I'll come and receive you. He received him unto himself in such a way that Peter was totally broken by the love of God. And this time he will stand before the Sanhedrin and say that, judge for yourself what is good, to obey God or to obey man. He said, you can cut off my head, I don't mind. Because of love. God breaks us with his love. Hallelujah. The toughest of people, he just forgives them, and they burning coal is heaped on their head, and they are under conviction. Do you understand that? Hot conviction. They are on fire for God. So there is no room for pride in Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to grow up in him. That's all. Pride belongs to people who are not mature. If you are proud, then maybe you are very gifted, but you are not mature. It's true. Because when you are in Jesus and you are growing in him, you will know that you are nothing and he is everything. He will know that you haven't done anything. He did it all. And to him be all the glory. Not 90%, but you see, you must keep 10%, because there is a manward part and a Godward part. It is not in the Bible. The Bible says that if it is of grace, it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. If it is of works, it is no more of grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. There is no work and grace. It cannot mix. If you believe that as for you, you are saved by grace, but it's your works and how you are praying and all those things that is making your church grow and making you do well, fine. Christ is of no effect to you, according to Galatians chapter 5 verse 4. You who try to be justified by your works, by the law. He says that you have fallen from grace. Grace is the high point. You fall from grace. Wow. We cannot continue to combine this thing and rob Jesus of his glory. Hallelujah. Does it mean that you should not back up, lift up your game? You should. But you do not point to it. It is nothing to you compared to what it did. Hallelujah. So there are dimensions in God. Or in Christ Jesus, the Malista principle. We have to move from the lower to the second to the third and get close to the kingdom. Hallelujah. You have a better view of the kingdom. It's wonderful. Wow. Verse 17. And behold, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Maro Shakabara Standa. Thank you, Father. Let's bless his name for a while. Just bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the privilege of being in you. Thank you for the joy of being in you. Thank you for how we should be in you. Thank you for our posture in you. May we not be influenced by the world, all the news, all the death, all the judgments in the world. Oh, Lord God, may we not focus our minds on them. Oh, Lord, although we see them, Lord God, may you not take all our attention. May we posture ourselves properly in you. Oh, we thank you. Thank you for the posture of grace in you, because you are full of it. Inside of the ark is grace and truth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for grace and revelation, truth for direction. Oh, we honor you. Verse 17, and behold, I myself, I am bringing flood waters on the earth. God says that I myself, I am bringing flood waters on the earth. And the reason is that everything that is on the earth shall die, but everything that is in the ark shall live. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no death in Jesus. The Bible says that reckon yourself to be alive unto God. Once you are in Christ Jesus, you are alive. He says that the death is happening outside of the ark, but inside of the ark is life. No death, no death, no deterioration in Jesus. You wonder how the animals kept themselves over there. There is life in him. There is supernatural life in him. He is able to inject life into our mortal bodies. Hallelujah. And that is the benefit that you have in Jesus Christ. Wow. You have life in Jesus.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.